Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan, joining us right now from Y108 in Pittsburgh, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. He is the Mac, Chris Mack. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Rob? How you guys doing today?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Look, we had a Pittsburgh Steelers fan call in. I want you to jump all on this with 2 feet. He said the Baltimore Ravens were going to win because we suck, but we suck less than you guys.
Huh. Does either team, can either team really lay a claim to sucking less than the other one right now, guys?
This is bad. This is bad.
You guys suck more.
You suck more, Chris.
You suck harder.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought we were
suction.
So you know Jeremy.
We did a show together for a year. He knows me.
It's funny, we do a Steelers podcast as well, Cabali and Mac. Mark Cabali has been covering the team for like 25 years. Uh-oh. And we were just talking. This might be the first time, in fact, I think it is, that these two teams have met this late in the season, and neither one of them has a winning record since like the team's first year in Baltimore.
Wow.
Like it's been that long since these two. I mean, we're used to them playing meaningful late season games and at least one of them having a good year. I don't think it's ever been this dire for both franchises this late in the year when they've met for the first time.
What's the temperature in Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin? Because we, you know, here, of course, the Ravens are having a struggle this season. You know, the call is one, he's got to go. Harbaugh's got to go. Pittsburgh's struggling. How do people feel about Tomlin? It seems like these guys are, you know, the longest tenured coaches in the league.
They're out. They're totally out on Mike Tomlin. They were, I mean, you guys, know, it may seem goofy to people outside of Pittsburgh, but I'm sure you guys have seen by now. They were booing Renegade, which is like the defense's hype song that they play late in games. You know, the first couple drum beats hit on that song and the screen on the Jumbotron goes black and usually the crowd goes nuts. They booed it on Sunday night. They were chanting "Fire Tomlin" in the stadium. Tomlin was asked about it both Sunday immediately after the game and then again yesterday during his weekly media availability, and basically said, "Yeah, I understand," which I thought was curious the way he answered it yesterday. His initial reaction was, "I agree." So I don't know if that means he agrees that he should be done after this year or if that just means he agrees with their frustrations. But the fan base is totally out on Mike Tomlin, guys, and I don't know how he gets them back, short of going on a Super Bowl run, which I think we would all agree is highly unlikely. The fan base is out on Mike Tomlin, and increasingly it's the view, even from the most ardent Tomlin supporters over the years, that, hey, this guy may be a future Hall of Fame coach. And even if we agree on that, we can agree that Hall of Fame coaches, sometimes the message starts to ring hollow
Andy
in
Reed.
The room. Yes, exactly. And that's the comparison that a lot of people lean on here. Hey, Andy's time was up in Philly at a certain point. Didn't mean he couldn't go on to Kansas City and do amazing things, but at a certain point, your time is done in a place, and that increasingly is the feeling in Pittsburgh from even, like I said, the most ardent Tomlin supporters. Everybody is out. It's very much a feeling of it's time for a change at this point.
All right.
Hey, Chris, everybody's asking the temperature on everything. We talked at the beginning of the season about Aaron Rodgers joining there, and I said, I just want to see him light the match and see what happens. How has this trip been with him? Because he seems like just the same jerk that we saw in Green Bay. So I don't know that anything's really changed.
I'll say this. That jerk quotient, I think, is something they need right now. Their offense is just a disaster. I think a lot of that has to do with Arthur Smith, who may be one of the most conservative play call and confusing play callers in the league. A good example happened Sunday against Buffalo. Rodgers tried to signal to Jonnu Smith to run a different route, to run a post instead of a corner. He didn't. The ball just landed harmlessly in the end zone. Would have been a touchdown pass. And Rodgers called out Jonnu Smith for that mistake. He had all of the receivers and skill position players over to his house last night to watch film because apparently guys weren't doing the extra work last week before their meeting with Buffalo. So, you know, he can be a jerk. Absolutely. But I think this is a team, especially an offense, that needs that accountability right now. His physical tools are greatly diminished. No one's going to argue that. I think his mental skills are still there. He can still read a defense, and he still knows what he wants to do. I think you take the mental skills and the leadership. Those are two things you don't mind having on a team that's been devoid of those over the last half decade or so. It's just that the physical skills, I think, are having a real hard time keeping up with what the brain wants to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I agree with that. Here with a good friend, Chris Mack from Y108 in Pittsburgh. I want to get back to the Mike Tomlin thing because, like you, Chris, when he said, I agree, I found that to be really, really peculiar about, firing Mike Tomlin. Do you think there's a chance that Mike Tomlin could step down at the end of the year?
I think if there's going to be a change, Rob, at the end of the year, it's going to be the old mutual parting of ways. Art Rooney II, who's the owner here in Pittsburgh, is very much about appearances. This team hasn't fired a head coach since the 1960s. And I think he doesn't want to be the first guy in charge, unlike his father or his grandfather, to fire a head coach in more than a half century. And I think he will do his best to help Mike Tomlin save face, for lack of a better way to put it, if they decide that it's time to change up at the end of the season. I do think that I wouldn't be shocked if Mike Tomlin, if things really do not, if they're unable to right the ship by the end of this year, they miss the playoffs, finish 8-9, that non-losing season streak finally comes to an end, whatever it may be. I would not be surprised if Mike Tomlin read the writing on the wall and that the sentiment in the building had started to mirror the sentiment outside the building and decided maybe it was best to take a step away for a couple of years and re-enter the coaching cycle when we all know he's going to be the first guy off the table the next time that that happens, if he's available. So I would not be shocked, Rob, no, if there was the old quote-unquote mutual parting of ways at the end of the year.
What's your biggest surprise this season? I mean, obviously the Steelers and Ravens, I think, certainly we're surprised the Ravens are this mediocre right now. But you're most surprised by the Patriots 11-2 or the Chiefs at 6-6?
I'm shocked at the Patriots. I said it a lot over the summer. I didn't think Mike Vrabel was going to be the miracle worker that people expected him to be in Foxborough. Now, I will agree that the schedule has been extraordinarily soft for the Patriots to this point. But look, Drake May is a legit MVP candidate, the favorite right now for a reason. He's playing really good football, regardless of who the opponents are. So I thought they would improve, and I thought they could improve by 4 or 5 wins, but still would not be a playoff team.
Right.
They have absolutely shocked me. The fall off in Kansas City, Ed, to be honest, doesn't shock me the same way because they have no semblance of a running game, and they found it for a week against Indy, and that was it. That was, you know, you can only throw so much, I think, on Patrick Mahomes' shoulders, and I think we're seeing the impact of that.
Hey, Chris, I guess how far off are the Steelers when you look at it in the offseason and how things are going? Like, if we looked at the Ravens and Steelers, I'd feel better about the Ravens going in the offseason because they know who their quarterback is. But with the Steelers, the defense hasn't looked good. The offense hasn't looked good. And I just kind of wonder, I mean, maybe you guys are too, what direction are they going in?
Yeah, this is another thing we just talked about this morning on Cabali and Mac. Like, you look at it and say, oh, well, you know, if things continue to spin out of control and you end up with a top 10 pick, maybe you're in position to draft a quarterback, but this quarterback class
sucks.
I mean, and it's not the best guys in this class aren't even the guys we thought they were going to be back in August, right? We were talking about Nussmeier and Aller and Manning, and none of those guys, I don't think, are in the conversation right now. So instead, you've got Mendoza and, you know, the kid in Oregon, and none of it is really worthy, I don't think, of a first round pick. So they have plenty of holes across the roster. They just signed Adam Thielen yesterday, guys, and he's probably going to play right from the drop because they're desperate for wide receivers. So wide receiver, quarterback, inside linebacker. Patrick Queen has been a disappointment to a lot of people since coming over, and they've got a lot of holes on the roster. So I think that plus the coaching instability is what lends a lot of folks to thinking, man, until we get the quarterback right, we're kind of stuck in purgatory.
There he is, Chris Mack, Wild 108 in Pittsburgh. Chris, real quick before you go, give us a winner for Sunday.
Only because it's the way this division goes, and it would be the most nonsensical option. Steelers win on a walk-off field goal, 26-23.
You ain't got a lot, Craig.
Yeah.
Hey, man, thanks a lot, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.